Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program over News Talk at 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. Our guest this morning is Greg Krug, and he is a twin spin. We've had Greg on the air before, but you probably don't remember that. I figured that out, Greg. It's been 7 years.
It's really?
Been quite a while, yeah. So we haven't talked to Greg in 7 years, and he's gotten more beautiful ever since, and he's become a tour. He's got his new groomed beard. He's looking very professorial, so we just can't wait to talk to him. So welcome to Bedford County Speaks. I'm glad
to have you on this morning. Thank you very, very much. I'm honored.
I want to talk to you a little bit about Greg. How did Greg come to be?
My roots actually started on a little town called Garden City on Long Island. It was a great youth growing up there and everything, but my love of animals really drove me off the island, and my education brought me to Pennsylvania, to Delaware Valley University now. It was Delaware Valley College at that time. Had a great experience there and great opportunities. It just all started there and took off from there.
That's an extraordinary school, because I know it started out as a farm school.
Exactly.
And developed into a full-blown college. And
it's really
an amazing story.
And very diverse now. Yeah, they've really expanded quite a bit.
So Greg has arrived, and so where did Lampire come from? Where did the name come from? That's an interesting story there.
Yeah, so Lampire Biological Laboratories is almost at 50 years. We're 49 years right now. And I started it showing up the wrong place for a job interview between my sophomore, junior year in college. Met a gentleman by the name of Craig Tarler, great guy. His background was public relations, and he was missing seeing his kids grow up. He was very successful traveling all over the world, did a lot of great things, helped his country, but he was missing it. So he decided to retire, and he invested his money into a horse facility. But it wasn't just any type of horse facility, very elaborate, huge indoor arena, 50 box stalls, but it had a complete veterinarian surgical clinic there where they could do surgery on the horses, recovery stalls, padded surgery rooms. They had a whirlpool bath for the horses inside to do leg treatments and that, outside hunt courses and that. He ran A shows and B shows there, and it was very quite elaborate. He built it from the ground up, but he knew nothing about horses. And unfortunately, during the mid-70s, he went to some difficulty and ended up not making it with the horse facility. So he put it up for sale. And a company came by, and they said, "We're not interested in buying your farm as a research facility, but we would be interested in buying defibrinated sheep blood and horse blood from you if you'd be interested with your veterinarians, that we make blood agar plates that are used for growing bacteria cultures that you would see in the hospital clinical lab." Well, I was a student at Del Valle, and this was very intriguing to me, and Craig came to me, and together we developed how to draw blood from sheep and horses without using any chemicals or any coagulants. And we, in those days, didn't have the internet. So a lot of time I had spent in the library trying to research it. Macy's didn't tell Gimbel's in those days how to do things. So we had to be very creative. And we had some Rule Goldberg type of apparatus that we developed and did it. The company was located in Whippany, New Jersey, about an hour and a half from Doylestown, and it allowed me to use their lab facility from midnight till 6 o'clock in the morning. So as a college student, that was great. I could work in their lab at nights. I could bleed the animals in the wee hours of the morning. Had a great workforce. I'd grab a bunch of my cohorts at the university and say, "Hey, come on, let's go play sheep bingo." And I'd take them out to the field with a case of beer, and we'd catch some sheep and put them up on a table at that time, and we would take blood from the jugular vein. So one day, the farmer, in the wee hours of the morning, the dew's coming off the grass, and he's looking at us and, stroking his beard and watching us as we proceed to put a needle and catheter into the neck, and he says, "You know what? You guys aren't vampires. You're lampires."
No.
Well, Craig's background with public relations, he thought that would be a great way for people to remember what we did, and Lampire Enterprises was born.
I'd heard that term vampire around here, and I just thought it was a pejorative term about you. I had no idea that it came from the origin of the name.
Yep.
The things you learn here on Bedford County Speaks. Wow. That is great. That's a great story, Greg.
Years later, when I graduated and started working, Craig felt that there wasn't enough in it for both of us, so he turned the business over to me, and then 1980, I incorporated it into Lampire Biological Laboratories.
How did you get the knowledge in those early days to do this sort of thing? Did you have a medical background?
I had a strong background of working, you know, with animals. I worked for different veterinarians over the years, and we had a great veterinarian, Dr. John G. Emerson, graduated from the University of Pennsylvania, and he was very progressive. He was a great mentor. There were other people that I met along the years that were great mentors as well, and some of them were my competitors. Some of them were located in Pennsylvania, New York.
Gotcha.
And, you know, it was a nice collaboration, and you were always looking and learning. And as long as you were, you know, truthful and open, it was amazing the support you could get in the very early ons of this industry.
Before I moved here, I lived not far from the new Bolton Center.
Yes.
Where the Penn had, and that was it's like a gigantic veterinarian outfit.
Yep.
And they take care of horses.
Definitely.
I saw the horse bath there.
Did you see it with the big floaters to float the horses right in the middle?
They gave me a tour. I had a radio station there, and I went to there, and they gave me a tour of it. It was the most remarkable
thing
I've ever seen.
It was amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, thank you. This is great. Our guest is Greg Krug. He is the chairman of Lampire Biological Lab. So we're talking about Eastern Pennsylvania. So how did you end up in Everett? How did you end up in Bedford County?
Well, you know, Route 78 opened up coming in from New Jersey to Pennsylvania. Right. And it all of a sudden became very profitable to grow houses instead of farmland for crops and things like that. And Lampire was growing, and new opportunities were coming in. And our veterinarian from Quakertown Vet had said, Greg, you know, you have these different farms you're renting and you're setting up. He said, you really need to go somewhere where agriculture is going to have strong roots for years to come. Mm-hmm. Because it was becoming very, you know, costly. We were losing our feed stores. We were losing, like, the support for your farm equipment and everything like that because farms were just disappearing. And so he had some clients that had moved out to Bedford County. So he suggested I come out here. And there was a gentleman he introduced me to called Roy Morrill. You might remember Roy from Breezewood. He owned the steakhouse there, the Hardee's, and the hotel. And he had a farm where he had raised cattle that he was looking to sell. And we got to know each other, and I explained to him about my business, and he was very interested about it. And I asked him if I could rent it first with an option to buy, and he was open to it because at that time mortgage rates were very high and real estate wasn't moving, so he figured this might be a good way as when the rates come down, he has someone to purchase it. And we agreed to a price and everything, but Roy was very supportive to introducing me to the area. Then I met the best thing that could ever happen to Lampire, I met Betty Slayton. And boy, you know, Betty just helped Lampire grow in so many ways. She got the word out to us. She took us down to Harrisburg and really walked us through, and we got to meet different senators, congressmen, you know, and explained what we did because it was so new. People didn't understand it. When I first came to Bedford, I came out here with 150 donkeys that were producing a very, very important antibody that was used in diagnostics, drugs of abuse testing, pregnancy testing, some really key issues. And the community thought that we had these donkeys and we were slaughtering them, you know, and they wanted to know, where do you keep buying all these donkeys to, you know, replace them? And it wasn't, you know, we bring these animals on and, you know, we really raise them and culture them and produce these antibodies.
Let me just stop you there a minute because this needs some explanation. You were talking about drawing blood from animals. I guess a lot of people listen to this, love their animals, and they're saying, what's this guy doing? Is this like giving blood at the Red Cross?
Exactly.
Is that how it's like? I mean, you're not going to hurt them or anything.
We're drawing blood from them and, you know, and really making different reagents. We have over our farm operation out here now has grown from the original 125 acres that we had leased from Roy to over 600 acres, and we're farming over 1,000 acres in Bedford County. And the vision that Dan Burnside had for us came true. It was the right place to come to grow. And with the help of the, you know, Bedford County Economic Development Group, the BCDA, and Betty Slayton and what she did, we were able to fund it. We were able to get the word out there and develop new technologies. We have been given opportunities to work with the government for expanding overseas. Now over 35% of our business is overseas. We work, in other words, with different groups, you know, when we have problems like what's been going on during COVID and everything, of getting key materials that we needed to get in here. In other words, they helped us so that we could support a very important time. We were very active in COVID of helping develop antibodies that were used in diagnostic tests to, you know, really look and evaluate the disease.
Our guest is Greg Krug of Lampire Biological Laboratories, and we're speaking to him here in his facility in Everett, PA. And he is much, a resident of Everett now, as you are of Piper'sville or Bucks County. And we really appreciate you coming on and explaining this to us, because this is such a remarkable operation you have here, and I think people should really learn about it. And just one little item about Betty Slayton. It was Betty Slayton who suggested I do this show in 2016. I started this show, and I wasn't sure if there'd be any appetite for it. She said, no, no one has a show about what's going on in the county. We should do a show. She said, we, because I did. That's it. Betty was good at that.
Definitely.
But now her successor has inherited the White Tornado personality in Jen Marsh, and she has just taken off like all.
Jen has just been
phenomenal.
Right.
Seamless.
Seamless. Just right off. And, you know, the new industrial park that's going in,
right,
with the new creativity of putting multi-purpose in there.
Right.
One of the things, you know, that we need more here is that type of thinking and growing. I mean, it's a tremendous opportunity. When you look at the diversity of companies that we have out here, the different types of manufacturing, transportation, and
right,
I mean, so many different things. And that, in turn, supports, you know, other businesses, right, and creates their growth. And they've been growing. And you look at, you know, like the Bedford Springs. I mean, you know, that goes, again, back to Betty and a lot of hard work. But the Bedford Springs is a great anchor, you know, for other businesses, including Lampire. It's an attraction for us to bring our clients out here. And while they're here, you know, auditing us or looking at us, they get to stay at the Bedford Springs. And it's very memorable, and they don't forget it.
You would appreciate this. I moved to Bedford because I had some radio stations up in northeastern Pennsylvania, in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Luzerne County, Lackawanna. And those are okay places, but you go in some of those towns and you see where the plant closed, the mine closed, generating plant closed, the railroad closed. And it was very depressing to come into some of these places that were once great. You know, the coal mine is there no longer. So I'm rolling into Bedford one day with my wife, Jackie, after visiting the Horseshoe Curve. And I drove up Pitt Street and I said, Jimmy Stewart, this is where Jimmy Stewart must live. It was absolutely striking how nice,
yes,
it was. And I couldn't get over it. And I've had that impression ever since I've been here. So maybe you had a similar experience.
Definitely.
Coming here.
Yeah, it's a wonderful
these open,
life.
These beautiful fields, these beautiful meadows and coves and valleys. Just
it
absolutely,
is.
Absolutely.
It is. It's just spectacular. Yeah. And you talk about, you know, your employees. Lampire has over 200 employees now throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And one of the big things is quality of life. What can you offer your employees is quality of life. And when you tell them about the opportunities out here, and again, Jen Marsh, what she's done for, you know, outdoor activities, the hiking trails and more, and you know, it just, again, it just adds to that richness of quality of life. The culture that's here, the history, the rich history that's here, the architecture that's here, it's just amazing.
And not Betty Slayton lives on with the Betty Slayton Park, which they're,
yep,
going to build right now.
Yep.
Well, we're going to take a break here, but really great to talk to you, Greg. And when we come back, we're going to learn what the serum science does for you as Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Sean Bardell of Howard Hanna Bardell Realty, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks on News Talk FM 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2. In addition to excellent locations for business and industry, BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Now let's return to Lloyd and his guest on Bedford County Speaks.
Okay, we have returned, and our guest is Greg Krug from Lampire Biological Laboratories. During the break, I was asking Greg about serums and where science has gone. Can you give us a little thumbnail of what the serums do and how it works into the whole pharma industry?
Sure. You can break the life science industry down into many components. We deal with diagnostic companies, giving them product that is used to help to detect disease. It's come a long way. Through the life of Lampire, we've watched the birth of the home pregnancy test come into effect. That didn't exist before. If you were to talk to your mother and you said to her, what does it mean that the rabbit died? In other words, she says, oh, you're talking about pregnancy, okay? Because back in the day, they used to actually take urine from a woman and inject it into the rabbit, dissect the rabbit to see if the ovaries were stimulated, and that's how they would know if somebody was pregnant. And then you got into radioisotopes, then they got into latex testing. Today, a woman can urinate on a stick and get a digital readout to tell her she's pregnant within a very short period of time. And the technology has come from improving the antibody is which we make. And there's different ways to make antibodies. You can have what's called a polyclonal antibody, which when you inoculate an animal, and it makes poly meaning many, or a monoclonal antibody in which you inject a certain animal and you harvest the cells from the spleen and you grow them up in culture. Mono meaning one. A lot more specific. The difference between a shotgun and a rifle approach.
Do you do that right here?
Yes.
And so this leaves this building and your other buildings as a finished product when it goes.
Right. And we're making kits during COVID. In other words, again, right. We were making antibodies to that. Drugs of abuse, therapeutic drug monitoring, cardiac markers, you know, whether you've had a heart attack or a stroke. It goes on and on and on. Pregnancy, fertility, again, all different types. But today, in other words, that's just the diagnostic. In the pharmaceutical arena, it's all about developing cures for different diseases. And where this country has gone in their discoveries has just changed so much in the last 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. All that research that's gone on has really developed in areas that you wouldn't even know. Right here in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, the work that's been done in gene therapy, antibody therapy, cell therapy, where we've known people, I'm sure you have, I have, and our listeners, you know, of people who've gone through chemotherapy. Sometimes people die from the chemotherapy before they do the cancer. It's very harsh, depending on your stage of the cancer that you have. These gene therapies and antibody therapies are so less abusive to the body and better chances for success because they're more specific and they're attacking it in a totally different way. It was at the University of Pennsylvania that one of the doctors there was a Nobel Prize winner for this technology, and in the Naval Yard, companies have grown from the research based off of that, and they've expanded that knowledge. It's these companies coming together, working together, and working on things. I'm sure you've heard about in the state of Pennsylvania, we've just had two major companies commit to growing substantially. We have another company that right here in Bedford County, we produced antibodies from specific animals that one person every 10 seconds around the world uses that antibody to test for diabetes. Right here in Bedford County, that was produced.
You know, I never knew that Pennsylvania, here, Philadelphia, wherever, has really become the Silicon Valley, if you will, of pharmaceuticals. I mean, it's becoming centered here. And the more you get people together that know about this stuff, the more they want to get together and know about this stuff.
We have some really great research institutes. Yeah. We have it. You know, it used to be Southern California was the mecca of there. Then it went to the Boston area because they had the better investors in that up there. The Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware area is really growing very strong in the life science industry. And biotechnology is a part of the life science industry.
Possibility for Bedford County to get involved in this in a bigger way. I mean, because of the open spaces we have and exceptional workforce. And you were talking about our tech center. There's right. all kinds of people coming
You've
out.
You've had some very interesting companies yeah. alongside that have, right. have come up through here. There's a lot of interest in doing it. You got to realize that we're only 2 hours outside of Washington, D.C. Right. We're 2 hours from Pittsburgh, maybe 3 hours from Philadelphia. Penn State is an hour and 20 minutes up the road. So it could become really an ideal place for companies to do that, especially with the road systems we have here yeah. in Bedford County are tremendous. When you go into areas that are near Philadelphia, it's a bottleneck. They don't have the roads to support it.
Our guest is Greg Crew of the Biological Laboratories, Lampire Biological Laboratories. We're here in Everett speaking to him with him about this. One of the things that I thought of on the way over here, and I wanted to ask you this, is there any expansion opportunities for Lampire with all of this? I mean, you've got a huge facility now here. You told me 600 acres. Can you actually get bigger with all of this?
Definitely. We just bought an additional 10 acres in the industrial park here where we are today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's we are excited about that. We're looking to expand here. But we also have a company that we're helping develop a new product that is interested to move from California to Bedford County. It's not related directly to the health science, but it's related to life science. And what they're doing is culturing a product that would end up in meat to help expand the cost of meat in that. It's tremendous.
Boy.
Yeah.
Greg Crook is our guest today, and this show always tries to expand about what people are doing here, and Greg is a good example of some of the incredible, astonishing things that are happening. You were talking about the springs. When I first moved here, they had just started the springs up again. And look at it now. People come from all over
all the
East
world.
Coast to see
all
this
the
place.
World.
I keep telling Amanda over there, I said, don't you dare leave. You're here for life. You're the manager for life, in my opinion, because she's done such an astonishing job. She's integrated the springs into the community, and everything has just clicked when she's here. So I wanted to get into a little discussion about BCDA. You are on the board of BCDA. So you've got these astonishing people like Mike Odelic from the school. You've got Amanda from the springs. I just talked to Dave Cunningham. You've got all these terrific guys and ladies at the BCDA. Are they really making the impact I think they are?
Oh, for sure. When you get a group of people that together, and like you said, Amanda's energy, but it's her management style with her people. I mean, you got to imagine how many people it takes to make those springs be as special as it is. And to be able to manage it, she has special gifts. But then you have to talk about people like from Hometown Bank and things like that. You know, I've watched Hometown Bank grow from its infancy to where they are today, and they're nowhere near where they're going to be. They're just a fantastic bank. And you bring other businesses in like that we have that sit around the board. Betty and Jen have always been good about putting the right people together, and you get that synergistic effect that you don't have people that always agree with each other, but they listen to each other and they work well with each other, and that's how things grow and develop. But it all starts with the leadership. We've been very, very fortunate to have the leadership of Betty and Jen to really lead the group.
One of the things that's come out of the BCDA recently is they're now talking about putting a little strip of townhouses alongside of one of these industrial parks.
Right.
I guess against the Slayton Industrial Park. That's exciting because housing is a real problem here.
Big problem. To bring in the workforce that we need and to attract people to move into the county. Our unemployment rate is very low here. It means low. A lot of times below the state level. Having housing will attract more people, good people, to come here to join the growth that all these diversities and companies are coming to.
One of the things I brought up at a recent planning commission where I'm currently a member of the county planning commission, I said, how come we can't develop a Levittown here? And then I had to explain to everybody what a Levittown was. Now, the Levittowns of 1950s were something else, but the idea of the notion of having affordable workforce housing and something that people could step into and then maybe move up to a larger house. Do you see that concept working here at all?
Well, I told you I grew up on Long Island, right?
Well, that's why I brought it up.
So we had a Levittown on Long Island built by the same Levitt that built it in Pennsylvania in Bucks County.
But, I mean, if Arthur Levitt came to Bedford today, he'd see this valley and go, holy smoke. I don't think we can put 10,000 houses on a strip of land here. But we could do one with a couple of hundred, I think. So,
definitely.
I mean, what do you think of that notion?
I think the vision that Betty had when we went down this path, and Jen. Jen's really, you know, getting it across the finish line, is once somebody sees that the concept, how successful the concept's going to be, and people are already asking, when will these houses be available, these townhouses, and they have people that they want to bring in that's interested, I think more will come. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be that first thought of its kind, and then the rest will follow.
I talked to a man from UPMC about 2 years ago, and I said, why is it so difficult for you to get a physician here? He said, entertainment and housing. He says, the doctor comes, he thinks it's great. The spouse comes, she doesn't like it. There's no restaurants, there's no entertainment, and there's no housing. So you fix some of those things and you can bring other people in here.
Correct.
And I don't know if it's difficult for you to recruit here, but that's what they're telling me.
No, that's one of the things, you know, we all talk about at the board that, you know, housing is probably one of the number one things that we need. Like I said, we've worked great on quality of life. That's improving, you know, more activities, things to do, but we need the housing. You'd be surprised how many people commute out of Maryland to come to Pennsylvania. And, you know, given the opportunity to find that housing and for it to be there, they said they would move. They would, you know, they love the area.
Well, Maryland's so close. You know, we forget, you know, being from the Delaware Valley, we think of Maryland being far away, but it's actually very, very close. In fact, in some cases, it's closer than Altoona.
Correct.
One of the things I like this area here is the transportation, is that I can go up to Altoona and get on the train and go visit my son in New York City. I never get off the train.
Right.
I mean, you can't do that in a lot of places.
No.
So that's
something that's also being revisited more and more, you know, throughout the Commonwealth to make better use of public transportation.
Senator Langerholtz told me he's working on trying to get that next train in. They want to have one more train going so he can go to New York and come back in one day instead of having to stay there. Our guest is Greg Crook from the Lampire Biological Laboratories, and we're having a great time. We're almost out of time. Is there anything that I've missed here, Greg, that you'd like to cover?
I just appreciate what you do. I really wanted to say thank you because it's really tremendous having the opportunity to sit with you, Lloyd, and go through this. But to be able to really talk about how proud I am of Bedford County and to give this opportunity and talk about Lampire and its history here, we're honored to be part of Bedford County, and we're here to stay.
Let me just talk to you one more thing about this workforce thing. Some of the business people I talk to, business owners, say, I have trouble finding people. Well, I understand that. I've been a business owner for years, and I understand what that's about. However, if you look for people the right way, you'll get them. Would you agree with that assessment?
Most definitely.
You haven't had as much difficulty as some people.
We've had some difficulty, but, you know, we have some great support. When you talk about Mike Odelic and what he's done, and I remember the tech school and going back, you know, very early on, and again, Betty Slayton is the one who introduced us to it. We were able very early on to help get the tech school a $10 million grant from the USDA with Betty's help to put the expansion on the school and bring an ag biotech curriculum there so we could create a workforce for Lampire to grow. And we benefit from that. We do internships. We bring students on. We'll do tours, you know, all different types of things where the kids can just come into shadow to learn about what we do. And then there's so many different things in a company like us. It's not just about working with the animals. It's working in the lab. It's working in all different parts of any business takes, you know, whether it's, you know, customer service or working with project management, different business opportunities. So there's really a lot. But the work that Mike Odelic does, recognizing all the industries that have grown here in Bedford County and trying to put different curriculums to help them, is second to none. It is a fantastic tech program.
And on that note, we leave you. Well, thank you very much, Greg Krug from Lampire Biological Laboratories. You've been a terrific guest, and hope we can have you back sometime. Maybe when you get that 10 acres and maybe build another place, who knows what.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Lee.
This morning's program was brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life defining our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, have a great week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 AM. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.